Listen to me very carefully.
You are listening to Verrat Hill Hardcore Asia. How's it, baby?
My mission is to go and destroy and not to let anything get involved. You get punched, you get hurt. I refuse to be hurt, knocked down, and knocked out. I can't lose. I refuse to lose.
He's been mentioned as a possible opponent.
I take all comers. I don't duck any man.
Can we assume that Michael Gokes is one of the prospects?
All comers. Come one, come all. Because nobody can get close to me. They're not even close. I'm the best fighter in the world.
Okay. All right. Yes. Thank you for tuning in to the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. I am your host, B. And tonight I'm joined by my co-host, Mr. Rob D.
Hi, folks.
Now, yes, I'm trying to prepare material for this evening, and it's just basically the same thing as last night. So much resistance. You ever have your language change on you in the browser and just for like no reason, seeming?
what did it give you?
I'm sorry, say that again.
What language did it give you, like Chinese or something?
Portuguese. Luckily, I do know a little bit of Latin and a little bit of Spanish, so I navigate my way out.
Como se llama, señor?
Yeah. I mean, not just the browser, the entire operating system language changed. So, yeah, that's fun navigating that. So these are just the fun adventures as a targeted individual I get to go through. Yes, most of the covert harassment has been put down to a dull roar since, you know, becoming who I am, getting into what I get into, and gaining access and influence to things that I can. But they're still scared. They're still terrified of me. All the while, still not waking up from their own little matrix, their own little psychopath matrix, the little dream world of where they feel they have to control me, or anybody for that matter. They simply do not give up. What they'll do, handoffs. And they'll try everything in the assignments and tasks and little ops, and they have to. They have to. There is that person that exists that has to be in your face or looking at you 24/7. And once again, it's not paranoia because, you know, most people get on the computer, they get on, they do what they need to do. Me, I have to engage in novice to mid-level IT work every time I get on the computer to do something. So, just, it's a war. It's a war. That shouldn't come as a surprise for those of you listening to the show. As much as I talk about the NSA, that should not come as a surprise. But, with that said, I really do want to I don't want to take up the entire intro here. I would love it if my co-host gave us a little update about his situation and what's going on there in the UK.
Well, here in the UK, I myself am under Tier 2 lockdown, which is not quite as bad as Tier 3, but it's still not fun with all the pubs and stuff. London started complaining because their part of the country just went into Tier 3 lockdown till Christmas. They're killing the Christmas tradition, for sure. Telling you how many people can gather in your house, who can go to a pub. Where you can shop, you know, these type of things are just different now. Everything is mail order. Everything seems to be so controlled. And I don't know about you, V, but I get uncomfortable being in a flock of sheep in a shopping center. I just do. I don't want to be singled out and ostracized and given the evil eye by people, which is a type of curse and bad energy directed at a person by a group of people is not healthy for people. You know, so I shouldn't have to wear a mask on to make somebody else feel comfortable, especially when the masks say that it clearly are not protecting you against a virus. You're supposed to be protecting somebody else who can't get vaccinated, right? But the vaccine wasn't out yet, but still we're all wearing masks, and I'm watching people's faces covered with staph infections around their mouth and stuff, and they're wearing it like a badge of honor. Like, look, I went through this. You have to go through it too. So it's absolute lunacy here, like it is everywhere else, where facts are being overlooked. Basic safety nets that have been set up to protect the public against pharmaceutical products that have been rushed to market. You know, think of thalidomide, what was done. And here they, in August, gave the vaccine manufacturers immunity from prosecution in advance of the COVID vaccine. Now, the reports are, some doctors are saying that this vaccine has an ingredient that it potentially will keep the placenta from forming. But even with a risk, like a possibility of that going wrong, at warp speed, this is being jabbed into people around the planet. So, you know, people take their depopulation shot, because that's what this is. It's a depopulation shot. Cull the elderly and make it so future generations of humans don't breed naturally. So it's I don't want to swear. It's absolute lunacy. It's a poop show, you know, if it makes any sense. And I'm still stuck here. I'm in the process of filing out my visa application now. You know, I had to book flights and this and that, and it took a little while to save up the money for that. So yeah, I'm on my way to try to get home for my birthday. Christmas doesn't look good. Matter of fact, with London on Tier 3 lockdown, most flights out of London will be disallowed by other countries. They even said that people in Tier 2 should not go visit a Tier 3 place. So in other words, for me to go down to London is now illegal, which is where I have to go start my visa. So again, policy is affecting my life in a big way.
Okay. Well, that's really not okay, but wow.
It is what it is. I just try to get on with things as best I can.
Okay, and I want to open up the phone lines, by the way. Phone number is 800-313-9443. Call in. If you have any questions or comments, we will definitely talk about it.
Now, I was thinking about what we talked about yesterday after we got off the show. I'm giving a lot of thought about this avatar body consciousness being moved. I thought of a terrible scenario. An absolute terrible scenario. Imagine this one. You divorce a woman or a man, the spouse, who was terrible, right? Something happens. They sell their meat suit, and suddenly somebody that you're in love with changes meat suit. You come home, and there's your ex standing there, their body, with the mind of somebody else in it. Can you imagine the traumas? You see what I'm saying? I had a thought.
Oh, well, okay, listen.
That's a deep thought, isn't it?
Or even better, you actually break up with a girl because it's not working out. She cheated on you. She broke your heart. And you go and find a new girl. And she seems rather familiar, but you feel entirely comfortable with her. Oh, it's your ex in a new meat suit.
Yeah. She's just the ultimate narcissist, you know. I'll just take another meat suit. Or even worse, you have a girlfriend who's jealous of your ex, who goes out and buys your ex's meat suit to put themselves in. You come home one day and there it is. You're like, man, I've been there, done that. You know, it's like, oh, no. Yeah. The whole possibility of what could go wrong is fairly as infinite as my imagination.
Well, there is a saying, if I wore your skin, everyone would like you much better than they used to.
Yeah, I can see a point in that. I'm missing the kind of swearing instructions.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I'm not going to drop that one on you and see what you thought. Oh, my.
Oh, yeah. Oh, wow. Well, Well, you're in a little bit high spirits today, aren't you? I like that.
Well, I let that one out. I had a trail of what possibly could go wrong with this whole Avatar system. It's not just how they could rewrite our own minds and our own thoughts and how we act, but how we can be physically driven to do things we normally wouldn't. This whole Avatar existence, I'm not keen on it. I'm not keen on it at all. Watch Altered Carbon, and you see the whole total lack of respect for the human body itself, because people could just change minds, you know, anytime they want. And they just would go out doing whatever, crimes, and they don't worry about getting shot or something. You know, unless they get shot in that chip, they know they're going to move on. They got money in the bank, they could buy another meat suit. Terrible to think about a human body as a meat suit. You know, this is the temple of our soul.
Well, you know how I call the politicians and these covert a-holes psychopathic flesh bots.
Yeah. What do we call these AI people? Are they just a bunch of Xboxes? That's what I wonder. Xbox 2 for twins.
Figure them out. They wear a mask called counterfeit. I figure them out. They are a mask.
Yeah. Limping with the biscuit. I love that song. Out you for a mask. You're a counterfeit. You figure out you for a mask. Well, they're all wearing masks now. All a bunch of counterfeit, bunch of Snapchat filter women. If you met any of them in person without announcing yourself, you'd be shocked at what would answer the door of half the people you're chatting. They just, it's a big catfish pond. Catfished. That's a terrible term, to be catfished, because at least catfish is tasty.
Well, and yeah, I mean, I'll tell you, I just, it really, yeah, having the hive mind, and I explained briefly yesterday, yes, we are all a part of that cloud consciousness because of the chemtrails, literally part of the cloud consciousness. They want us filled with the vaccines. That's pretty much the last part of the transhumanistic agenda, vaccines and the 5G. I mean, essentially, we could... I think of a beehive, you know, when a invading wasp jumps on the hive looking for some honey, and they all just, there's a frequency. They all turn, they all cover the wasp and flap their little wings as fast as they can, generating microwave heat and killing the wasp. Just imagine that. Imagine just people just, you know, turn around one day looking at you, and all of a sudden you're mobbed, and nobody remembers afterwards. The system, yeah, can literally just, you show up as a red bleep, a blip on their screen, some fed somewhere. Oh, wow, we don't like his brainwaves. His thoughts, ooh, they're terroristic. They're not good for the system. Click, there's a button, there's frequency, everybody swarms you. You're out. Society would never have any recollection of the crime. Because as soon as they can turn it on, they can turn it off. Wouldn't that be scary?
Yeah, they can dial in and out your attributes. Let's dial down his empathy and let's up his ignorance level. It's you can get people to do some really stupid things, or you can program half the population to go stand on the edge of a building right now and step off it. You know, where is the possibilities of how this can lead will go?
Yes, and I like to refer to this anime. I try not to seem too freaking nerdy. try to be as cool and calm as I can and not be such a nerd, but at the end of the day, it doesn't matter what I do. I'm still a nerd. I will refer to this anime called A Wind Called Amnesia. It's not ootsie-kootsie. No, little kid stuff. No, it's an adult movie. It's just animated. Not that kind of adult movie, but it's having to do with science fiction, apocalyptic, end of the world sort of scenario. Okay, and I actually referenced this very same film in my first documentary. Well, my practice documentary. I did a presentation for NTV here in Breslov. But anyhow, A Wind Named Amnesia. Can you, Rob, guess what the movie's about? Guess a premise.
There's too many. Go on. I'm too waspily in my thoughts today.
come on. Just a hint. The hint. It's all in the title. A Wind Called Amnesia.
It's about rewriting your memories. That's just what we keep talking about. And forgetfulness. Forget your mindfulness. Forget the lessons in life you learn through making mistakes. You know, from how to learn how to act at the dinner table to how to act at a symphony orchestra. These type of lessons we learn in life can then be taken out. You can be programmed with a whatever attribute. They don't even have to mind control you anymore. They just directly implant the what behavior they want in you. You know, Robert will get up in the morning, will only report what the state says. Robert will do live videos saying what beautiful Big Brother is. You know, these type of things could be instilled in us. You could forget who you are.
Wow. Well, very, yes. Very, very right on. I mean, listen, spoiler alert, everybody, spoiler alert. If you have not seen this, please go and watch it. But just if you're not going to watch it, and I'm pretty sure most of my listeners don't watch anime, so I'll go ahead and talk about it very briefly. So, yes, the movie starts off with there's a what seems like a teenager. He's very feral. He's running on his hands and feet like a dog. He's extremely feral. He actually goes inside of a house that looks abandoned. Everything's thrown around like Hurricane Katrina came through. And he finds a can of food and starts eating it. And then he comes across another person who starts growling at him. And they start growling at each other. And they, you know, fight like animals till one of them scared off. So, as this goes on, you find that this character, this dog boy, finds a child in a chair, in a wheelchair, rather, and he starts speaking to him, and that's how the movie starts. So, this kid, which was a scientist, a young scientist, taught him how to speak, taught him basically the history of the world. And yes, there was an apocalyptic event that these scientists created through a frequency that, you know, destroyed everyone's minds. All memory of themselves lost. You find these gangs worshiping machinery that's still moving, like they're gods. Isn't that scary? Guys, we gotta go commercial break. We'll be right back.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive. Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Beans, we are back. And, well, I know we got some callers here, so I don't see any reason why we should wait. Let's go ahead and get to who we got. Line one, Vancouver, go ahead.
Yes. Good evening.
So, good evening, sir. You got a question or comment for us?
Yeah, 3 days ago, the patron saint of the Cold War, John le Carré, passed. And I just wanted to mention that, what he would say today about all of this and this great conspiracy to take over the world that they're doing with this vaccine. And what a ruse it is. And deception, of course, when one is involved in intelligence and counterintelligence and all of that, deception is the big weapon. And of course, everyone is being deceived. Well, not you, perhaps, and your but people in general are being deceived.
You are correct.
Today they announced on the radio, very formally, that the vaccine is now in Vancouver and people are taking it as of today. It's the Moderna, I believe.
It's a sad day for the planet.
Sorry?
I say it's a sad day for the planet.
Okay, well, so I understand it that I'm sorry, I'm having some audio issues here that just cleared up. So from what I understand, there is the vaccines have been rolled out, and
yes,
where you are,
yes,
is that what you
yes,
said?
Sir.
Okay,
British Columbia, Canada, the Queen's own. I think in the UK it's been rolled out as well, hasn't it? People took it a couple days ago. One grandmother and maybe John Le Carré. I don't know. You never know, right?
True. You just never know.
Anyway, thanks for taking my call. And
Hold on. I want to know, what are you going to do? I know they haven't knocked at your door yet, but they're going to eventually.
What am I going to do?
Yeah, when they come knocking at the door.
I'm going to say, no, thank you. And see what they do. I'm going to say simply that I don't think it's in my best interest and see what they say. Now, if it's really a crazy world, they can always tase me, right? They can tase me. Or they can shoot me.
Yeah, but they shouldn't.
They, can tase
me. They shouldn't have
don't to tase me, bro!
Jab you.
Sorry, what? Hello?
I said, don't tase me, bro!
No pun.
Yeah, they could tase you. They could, restrain you. And then lock you up, and then put you in a room where they just stab you anyways with it.
That's
because,
right.
I mean,
now,
go ahead.
Well, the reason I bring up Le Carré is because this is exactly what he wrote about. He and Graham Greene is another one of my heroes, right? Graham Greene and John Le Carré. And that other fellow, what's his name? Orwell, George. I mean, these people wrote about these things, and they knew about these things. And Brave New World, Aldous Huxley, it's been in the books for years. And now it's coming to fruition. And so, so Le Carré died a couple days ago, and now they are going to roll this thing out. See? This is some grand plan they have, you see.
Well, Mitch Romney should go first.
not just first, but get double.
Sorry?
I said not just go first, but get double. Give three doses of it.
Yeah, just be sure. He's
and his children, his grandchildren.
Right.
Absolutely. I agree with that. We're going to take a quick commercial break again, and we'll be back for a long segment. Carl, you can stay online if you want to. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an Energy Planner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Yes, you're still tuned in to the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. And, do we still have our caller on the line? Oh, did he have to go? Caller?
Hello? Yes, sir.
All right, yes. So, let me ask your age. Are you an elderly man or getting there?
Well, let me put it to you this way. I remember 1962, the Cuban Missile Crisis. I was 10 years old. And this,
okay,
is very much, this is very much the same feeling, a feeling of trepidation, a feeling of fear, a feeling of the unknown and of the death, dying, and what have you, right? And
right.
They did the same op, they're doing the same op now as they did back in 1962. See? It's the same op. And even some of the generals, apparently, in 1962 told Kennedy that they should simply start pressing the buttons and get to the bunker. That's one story I heard. That was 6 years, 60 years ago. But I remember it quite clearly.
Okay, so I'm glad you have not had to deal with any of this COVID nonsense directly. But I honestly was really concerned there. I thought they were going to start rounding up all the elderly and injecting them and well, just basically just taking away our history from us. I mean, they want to burn the books, give us a digital library, and then they want to take out all the old people. I mean, this kind of reminds me of that. Again, I got to reference a movie today for some reason. You guys remember that movie, The Langoliers? Stephen King?
Yes.
A novel? It's like everything around you's been eaten up, and it's just, you got to get away. You got to keep moving. You got to keep moving, or you're going to be destroyed. I honestly feel like that sometimes.
I can tell you that they are throwing books out of the libraries here, up here. They're throwing books out. I contacted a library some weeks ago, and I said, well, now that you're open, can I get such and such a book? And she says, no, you can't. I said, what do you mean? Well, it's gone. I said, what do you mean it's gone? I said, did you sell it? No, no. We've divested it, or she had some fancy name for it. They're throwing the books out. It was a book.
So what else are they doing behind our backs while we're stuck at home? Holy
crap. They're doing a lot. They're doing a lot. They are setting it up. They are, how would you say, they are positioning themselves, and they are going to move step by step.
Well, I feel like the next day I step outside, I'm going to see some New World Order flags on every corner and people saluting each other weirdly.
I know what's happening because it's simply... It's simply what they do. They follow orders. No matter how stupid those orders are, they will follow them. I know guys like that. I rub shoulders with guys like that in past circumstances, right? They can rationalize anything. That's why they hire them. They hire them because they do a psychological profile, and they add it up and they say, will that guy do anything for us? Yeah, pretty much. According to this test, he would sell his grandmother if he had to. You see what I'm saying?
Yes, absolutely. Well, and, order followers.
I just want to add one thing, if I might.
Go ahead.
I haven't heard anything, but I didn't look deeply, but I checked out this Brandy Vaughn you mentioned. Brandy Vaughn worked for Merck. That is a... She worked for Merck, and then Sally El-Khoury. They both died under suspicious circumstances, I understand, and I haven't found out what happened, but this is what these people do. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they won't hesitate to kill us, to shut us up. Brandy Vaughn was very effective at raising awareness about the harms of the vaccines and other pharmaceutical products. She was a former Merck employee. She was a whistleblower, and she paid the ultimate price for caring about people and talent and warning. Very sad.
I didn't know. I never listened to her, but I really liked Sally. I liked Sally a lot. And it's not because I knew Sally. I listened to her voice, and I said, there's somebody who cares and somebody who's nice and somebody who wants to help people. And I want to bring that up because I think at 60 years of age, that's pretty young, and I'm very, very suspicious about all of this. And these people destroy other people. They destroy and they don't care because they rationalize it. They're psychotic, a lot of them.
Yes, and I've spoken with some of these sorry sack of SOSs.
Yeah.
They asked me, what is the problem with you? You should be happy with what we're doing. You hate people. You hate people yourself. Why are you against this? Like, listen, okay, for one, I don't hate people. I'm just antisocial. There's nothing wrong with being antisocial. There are people on this planet that, they can't go 15 minutes without conversation, talking with someone, seeing another face, that's fine. We're technically a social species. That's fine. That's great. Me, on the other hand, I do well to have as much space by myself as humanly possible. To rub minds, to rub my psyche with someone else's constantly, nonstop, for hours, days, months, years.
Right.
To me, that sounds like insanity. But that's where they're coming from. Oh, there's too many. No, it's not too many of us. It's just that they're too greedy and they're too scared.
Right. Yeah.
You ever see the guy, I don't know, the caricatures and cartoons and whatever, the guy holding onto his bag of money, looking around, paranoid? That's our government. That's the elites. We're not the ones with the problems. They're the one with the problems.
I have a question. Do I sound like an old guy or do I sound like a young guy?
Yeah, you sound like you've been around the block a couple times.
Well, I've seen a few things, but I'm glad I mentioned Brandy Vaughn and Sally Alcordi. I'm glad I mentioned them because they and a lot of other people are the conscience. And I had a law professor in Cambridge. You can look her up. Her name is Nikki Padfield. And if the police were ever to come to me and want to say something or charge me with anything, I'd simply say, Nikki Padfield. The judges hate her in England. But anyway, thanks for taking my call.
Oh, she's a barrister.
Sorry?
She's a barrister.
Yes. She's a professor at Cambridge University. I think she's in the Middle Temple. Have you heard of the Knights Templar?
Yes, of course.
They were all assassinated in 1300 and something, and then the Inns of Court took over. All that good stuff.
Yeah, anyway, it's said that they were all killed off. Some also say that they just went underground and became another elusive secret society, I should say. Cabal. Another snake pit.
That could be. Not all those ring knockers are bad guys, by the way. Not all the ring knockers are bad guys. I'm sure there's some that are not good, I know, but some of them are not bad. Anyway, I do listen to the program a lot, and thank you very much for, you know, thank you for, you know, what you do.
And thank you for listening. We'll talk and call.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, sir. Have a good day. Good evening, actually. Stay talking to me. All right. Well, and that's a good point. And people have not realized how dangerous. You know, they say, oh, secret underground society, that doesn't concern me. Well, the hell it doesn't. Of course it does. Why wouldn't it? Okay, just to show you how bad it can get, we have the, let's start with the Knights of Malta, okay? The Knights of Malta, a very small group, I think it's like 1,300 people, have declared their sovereignty. They have their own nation state. Can you guess how big this nation state is? It's a few city blocks, as they own a hotel or a few buildings that are hotels. Now, not only does not only do they make their own passports, they're recognized. Them and their passports are recognized by most of the countries in the world. Okay. Now, you have a small group of people, tons of money. And you know, they hide, just like the rest of the Freemasons. Oh, we do charitable work. they claim their money from that as well, though. But these rich people, they have diplomatic immunity. They're basically an intelligence agency that gets away with anything. You got... a building filled with old creepy dudes who don't have to answer to anybody. What do you think is going on there behind closed doors?
The plan is, what goes on is the planned control of the entire planet and all aspects of life on it. They have these meetings and their dinners and stuff, and they discuss how we're useless eaters. They discuss how they can keep us down, us the working class, what they call the poor people, who are rich in empathy and love, and just don't have all the money in the bank they have. They measure success in life by a bank balance rather than accomplishments or experiences and how you've affected people in a good way in life. Their values are not what I value at all.
Exactly. I just can't think about all the things that they get to bring to customs. Oh, adrenochrome, cocaine, whatever. Just imagine, you know, this old, you know, men get perverted naturally when they get old. You know, it's supposed to be a playful, cutesy thing, but no, some of these guys are molesting children. Okay? I've got to go to that immediately because the Vatican were the first ones to recognize them. And they are honored guests with the Vatican's. Okay? So.
Yeah, it ain't 4 in 20 blackbirds baked in their pies, that's for sure.
It is horrendous. So, I mean, I'm telling you guys how bad it can get. And they all appear so nice and charitable. Good men of great deeds. Yeah, right. It's time we look at these people. And, you know, I've been thinking, you know, especially about the show last night. We have to take control of the money. We really, really do. Before it's too late. we have to, I mean, think of, you know, the criminals that I like to talk about the most there at the NSA. I mean, some would argue whether they're a real agency or not, but a government law enforcement agency or not, but on paper, they're a corporation. They are a conglomerate of military contractors. Okay? Conglomerate. Now, military contractors are companies, not government agencies. Yet, they can make their own badges and do whatever covert crap they want to do. The funding. They suck on the government teat, which is our lifeblood, you know, what we bleed every day, to feed the system that is constantly biting us. We got to take. And also, in reference to what you were saying the other day, Rob, how, you know, they don't want anybody owning any property. They want everybody to rent everything.
Yeah, it's stated clearly in the Agenda 21 goals.
Well, you put those two things together. I mean, if you're going to have a cashless society and you can only rent, I mean, if you have a cashless society, are people going to think, oh, okay, well, let's barter. Let's go around this mess. Oh, you can't barter if you don't own anything. If it's rented with your invisible money, backed by your slavery.
no last minute sales of the things that you own to help pay your rent or to get you out of a scrape. No lots of things they're going to be put an end to. I ain't quite figured out how are they going to allow grandparents to give a couple bucks to their grandkid. You know, grandma would hand you a fiver folded up like you was a drug dealer or something. You know, put it in your hand real quietly, you know, or it's fire or something. How's that going to happen again? You know, the quietly handing of money to help people. Is everything going to have to be declared? You know, you, let's say your parents gave you money to pay your rent. Are you going to have to declare that as income? You know, where is this going to stop? Because it always leads to how can they tax us further? How can they take more of our stuff for themselves so they can direct it toward their evil aims, if you will, the war machines and the pharmaceutical machines that are doing so much harm around the planet. When I say machines, I just mean the actual whole program of it all. The culling of the elderly that's going to go on in the next year is criminal. And to not test a vaccine on elderly people and then say something safe and you test it on them as a live drill, if you will. The drill has gone live. You know, there's not just planning what can go wrong. It's let's find out what can go wrong. You know, there's nothing's hypothetical when there's a casket involved in what's going on behind closed doors of these rest homes or care facilities around the world now is going to go unseen by the family members. A damage could occur, a Bell's palsy or something. They'll just say your parent had a stroke. You're not going to say we gave him a vaccine and then they had a stroke 10 minutes later. Or 2 days later, they're not going to make this connection. You're not going to have the oversight, if you will, when you trust a care facility with a loved one. You nearly give them power of attorney over their life, and then they're telling people you cannot come in and visit your loved one. So they basically imprison these people in virtual, nearly solitary confinement. I've worked in these homes before as a cook, and I know how isolated a lot of these patients never leave their rooms. Some do and socialize and do have the quality of life that they show in the brochures with the bingos and the activities. But for a majority of people, it's a bedridden existence where they're screaming for help and they don't always get it because the homes are understaffed because there's a lot of money involved that people don't care to you pay a certain amount to house your grandmother or something, and this company that's doing it just wants to see how much money they can make for themselves off of the money you pay. So things will get lacked. The meals might not be as good. So in all fairness, some patients of mine demanded to have certain things every day, and I wouldn't allow it. You know, this one lady, she wanted butter with Vegemite on it every day. And to me, that's not a balanced dinner. Yeah, I had to work out with them. Come with a couple days a week, you're going to have these grains. A couple days a week, you can have this slice that you crave in so much. They are imprisoned in these homes and sold as a beautiful place to go. And then look what they've done this year. They've stopped you from seeing your grandma and grandpa. These people are dying alone. People that always had time for everybody in their life are dying alone. And to me, it's not only unacceptable, it's irreprehensible action from anybody to do something so scandalously low of character. What's going on right now in these rest homes with this jab?
Well, you're absolutely right about that.
I just set my coffee down hard.
Unfortunately, I have, you know, my mother is in a home right now back in the States, and my sister has not seen her for quite some time because they refuse to, let my sister see her, especially because my sister has not yet gotten the vaccines. They're wanting not just one vaccination, not just one shot. They want two shots, three shots. The more shots you have, the more visits you can have to my mother. That's what they're telling her. Can you believe that?
Yeah, it's all a big sales pitch. You can't, if you're not vaccinated, you can't visit your grandparent or your mother. No, that's a corporatocracy. It's fascism, where the corporation is the state and the products are forced upon the people. Fascism.
It's sick. That's what it is. Now, I understand.
And some people need an ass whooping for it. A part of my language. I don't know another word for it.
Yeah.
They need to be totem.
You know, if COVID was as deadly as, you know, they would want to pretend it to be, I mean, I think things would be a lot worse. I think we would actually notice.
Yeah, I think we would have seen somebody do the Wuhan twitch by now, where they fall straight down like a tree and start twitching on the ground. We have not seen any of these actions, but we were sold this image in our head to make us fear this invisible boogeyman that has locked down a whole planet and has made our corporate masters trillions of dollars. You know, companies that were on the verge of bankruptcy, like Amazon, are now billions in the black, as in profit.
Oh, man. Oh, yeah, we got to talk about that when we come back. Guys, call in. Phone number 800-139-443. Have a chat with us.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24/7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
The Republic Broadcasting Network late night premiere show of Red Pill Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the red pill.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.